Talk Radio. And this is the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Gwen Berry. And I'm in South Florida, folks, and I want you to know, in case you're keeping up with the fraudsters' tweets this evening, that all of them people lined in Southern Boulevard on his way to the airport were protesters, not enthusiasts.
Yeah.
They were
What a lying jerk. Everything he says is a lie. That guy lies so constantly. He is pathological. There's something radically wrong with his brain. He's wacko.
Well, lots of people are saying that. He's a lot of people. It doesn't matter if there's evidence or not. This is like watching children, like watching little undisciplined and given everything they want children having their way in the White House. It's just deplorable. And
it's time for a big ass paddling. He's too old, but it's time for a big one.
Well, you know,
he's never had his ass paddled in his life.
Never in his life, yeah.
Well, I wonder on
that's
that.
The now we're stuck with the end result of that.
Well, I wonder about that one, but I would say that he lies consistently. He's a serial
constantly.
But there's one thing before we get into the chat of the show, because I know you guys have a lot to say and stuff, and there's so many topics to hit on.
Well, this is the week that was, no doubt about it.
They've all been that way. This is the third one. But I wanted to say this. There was a senator's lunch with Democrats and Republicans this past week at the White House where, you know, all he did really basically was, because Kelly Ayotte was there, he again put out the fraud claims of voter fraud.
Liar.
And the man basically went to town on, slurred, and spoke awful about Senator Elizabeth Warren, calling her Pocahontas. And in this meeting, these senators, Democrat senators, Joe Manchin, Heidi Hittenkamp, Joe Donnelly and Michael Bennett just sat there and took it. I think they ought to be thrown out of their offices.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Anything redeeming.
Well,
about
Heidi Heitkamp is afraid to do anything because she's in a Republican state and she's definitely afraid to offend any Republicans. So she's just trying to ride her wave into his next election cycle, but I don't think she's going to make it. She's worthless.
Yeah, the thing is when you sit there and allow that kind of stuff to go on for somebody towards Elizabeth Warren,
unchallenged,
then you've become part of the problem. You are nothing more than an enabler of that.
Exactly.
And just so people are clear on this, I want to once again mention these five names. Joe Manchin.
Manchin. He's terrible.
Heidi Hittenkamp. That's how you say it. John Tester, right. Joe Donnelly, Michael Bennett. All five of them need to be just absolutely thunderstruck.
They're spineless. Absolutely spineless. There's no leadership there. There's just go along with it crap, you know?
It's incredible that they would just sit there and allow that to happen. You know, this country right now is made up of two kinds of people right now, basically. People who think for themselves and people who are, absolutely listen to the lies they hear on Fox News. And even Fox News is having a hard time keeping up with the obviousness of the lies. I don't know what their whole megillah is about, but they don't see.
Never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, and then there's all of the rage that have been going on for the last few days of undocumented immigrants. These are immigrants that are easy to raid because they're following the law and trying to get their...
And then Trump can make a lot of big noise about it. What a disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah, people who've been here for 20, 30 years, their only crime has been, in most cases, is that they use false paperwork to get jobs when they came here. And they're being penalized now for it, not to mention the Dreamers who all signed up with Obama and are now being penalized too. It's incredible. They're going to throw out people who've actually served in our military forces and fought for this country.
Well, you know, the thought occurred to me that this is absolutely horrific what we're seeing here. It's all on a domestic level. Perhaps that's the good side of the coin. The bad side of the coin is if this son of a bitch ever gets a grip on foreign affairs and pulls the shit he's pulling here in the country right now, there will definitely be a war, and we will not escape total destruction. There's no doubt about it. And this bastard is so dangerous and so reckless and so rash and so stupid and doesn't think anything through. He's too ignorant to even get briefings, for Christ's sake. What the hell are we going to do when he starts turning his sights to the foreign affairs part of the presidency?
Well, he's already made an ass of that, too, with the president or the prime minister of Australia.
Oh, yeah,
Like I said, I was watching the BBC one morning getting ready for work, and there's the president of China. And he says, he's talking with the British interviewers. He says, "Yeah, we were like literally listening intently when Trump was talking about, you know, business and the relationships and the new deals and stuff." And he said, and he's going on and on. And then that's when I realized this guy's just an idiot.
Yeah, he is just a moron. You know, he's all talk and no action. He's all show and no goal.
Well, here's another thing.
Here's another thing that's happening too.
The Washington Post. Very free with their expense accounts and paying people off over there. You know how easy that can be at a White House.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
According to...
Hello?
Yeah, you still there, Gwen?
We lost you. Something's happened. Well, you know,
well, I don't know if we're. I was going to say,
sure
go
the
ahead,
point
Jack.
He's trying to make. I got a feeling it deals with Trump's greed and that he could be malleable.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's,
yeah.
And the thing is now I'll say kudos to Sears, Kmart. Of course, that's one corporation now. But Neiman
Nordstrom.
Marcus and Nordstrom saying, you know what? We're dropping their lines. Hell's with this. That's the only way you're going to get to these people is to hurt them in their own pocketbook.
That's exactly
right. That's what this
right,
whole damn thing's about. Is them lining their pockets.
And here's the so-called President Trump. He just 10 minutes before he got out of a briefing, a mini briefing on the foreign situation that somehow or another they got him into. 10 minutes later, he's tweeting a revenge threat toward Nordstrom's and for canceling daughter's line of clothes, and he was not supposed to pay attention to any of that shit, but he is paying attention. What a lying hypocrite jerk. We've never seen anything like it, man. This is absolutely incredible.
You know, the conflict of interest, and that's the purpose that a president or any other person in authority like that need to divest themselves of their personal interests.
Absolutely.
Because
so they won't be distracted.
No.
Not only distracted,
plus,
so they won't affect their foreign policy.
It's like Dick Cheney. It's like the Dick Cheney and their big contracts for Halliburton.
Yeah.
Oh, we pissed away more money in that second Iraq war as taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hadn't his wallet, his buddy's wallet, the old cronies, the oil industry's wallet.
Got real fat.
He says, well, Jack. Right. Well, here's another one, too. A lot of people don't realize this, and I bring it up. I said, you know, because, you know, when I hear somebody wanting to talk about, these are on welfare and stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I said, let me tell you something. I said, a man making $50,000 a year, the amount that goes to the social services is anywhere from $38 to $45 a year out of his pocket.
Right.
This is for the food stamps, you know, Planned Parenthood and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I said, but that same man making $50,000 a year, $2,000 of his tax dollars, of his salary, and
go to support billionaires who don't need tax relief. Wayne, we lost you.
Hi, you've reached the Jodels at 612-869-4173, and we cannot take your call right now. So at the beep, leave us your name, number, and a brief message, and we will get back to you. Thanks.
The system cannot hear you speaking at this time. The system cannot hear you speaking at this time. Goodbye.
Hello, you got me now? Glenn? I don't know if you can hear me or not, Glenn, but I've got nothing at this end. Yeah, I don't know if you got me or not, Glenn. Yeah, go ahead, Glenn. Did they finally catch us? Huh? They're shutting us down, pulling the plug?
I don't know. I'm going to try and get Jack in here. It just, Blog Talk really sucks. Really sucks. Let me try to get Jack in here again. 8, 6, 9.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to put shit in.
Deep breath, girl. Deep breath. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's only time.
You know, I dearly love us all.
you just never know.
Hell,
I know.
Run, huh? Hey, Wayne.
Oh, well, I hear you.
Yeah, okay. I hear you too.
Okay, guys, let's do this again. If you were listening in, this was a test.
On the Trump network.
I think people were so interested in what they did, they crashed the system, Glenn. I want to take Trump's viewpoint of this.
There we go.
That was so bigly, everybody logging in actually crashed the system.
Record listenership.
That's right.
Very strange, gentlemen. I couldn't hear you. Finally, I played a YouTube to see if my audio was working right, and, wow.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you dropped off, Gwen, and then Wayne and I were left by ourselves, and we started talking, then all of a sudden, Wayne dropped off, then all of a sudden, the thank you for using Blog Talk Radio came on.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And,
that's what I got.
That was the end of that, and then we were all gone. So, boy, what a nightmare.
Well, if you guys get that again, you'll know what happened. It was just, and that's all you can do is email. I mean, it's a great service for the money.
When it works.
Right.
But there might be something better for the same amount or less, you know, because then you risk the loss of your listenership because, a lot of people
they can't find you anymore, right?
Yeah,
they can't find you.
A lot of people do. I mean, I know a lot of people got us through Facebook, but do get a lot of listens, believe it or not. And it's like,
Know, we didn't even get a chance to talk yet about the 9th District Circuit of Appeals shutting Trump down. That was wonderful. And we'll see how long it lasts. But it was great to see him get slapped in the face like he's been deserving for a long time. And he's not used to this, you know. He's used to just barking orders and having people follow him in fear and just doing whatever he wants. He's not used to having somebody stand up and say, no, 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 you can't do that, Mr. Trump. You know,
yeah, are you damn mind?
He needs to get
we do have something. We do have something called a constitution, you know.
Well, when you're a monarch, you don't think about things like constitutions.
Well, yes. I wouldn't say monarch, dictator.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Like today, Bernie Sanders had a town hall set up for West Virginia.
Cool.
And it was supposed to be held at the Armory, and they canceled on it.
Oh.
Just out of the blue, canceled on them.
Yeah, well.
Well, that's West Virginia for you. They're deep red.
Well, like I said, I just told you that I was been down there, two, 3 weeks ago, and that coal region. Now, those coal miners, those that own the coal miners down there, do not want to hear those people to hear what the hell is really going on and what they're getting hosed for down there by this administration, and all backed by the coal miner, the coal company's dollars.
Yep, very true.
There's a large meme going around today with a picture of Stephen Miller, that, you know, that blowhole from Security Council, who's been on all morning on the Sunday shows because everyone's playing golf down here, apparently. Who was lying through his like?
Oh, they all do. That I've never seen an administration lie consistently through and through, from Kellyanne Conjob all the way down. They're full of liars. Bannon, all of them. They lie like they lie like rugs.
That's all.
Those aren't lies. Those are alternate, unrealistic facts.
Yeah.
Well, there's a meme going around today that says Stephen Miller with a side-by-side picture of Joseph Goebbels, and they
look. Oh yeah.
There you go. Well, they're playing that game. They're playing that Nazi game of telling the big lie and telling it constantly, and enough people eventually we'll believe it.
That's,
and it's
exactly,
sad, but it's true.
That's exactly right. And there's something I wanted to play. I hope you guys won't mind. It's about a minute.
No, please.
It was
go ahead.
It was from Bill Maher's show on Friday night. I don't know if you all watch Bill Maher.
I know what you, well, I saw, go ahead. I know what you're talking about.
It was just absolutely wonderful, basically. It was a wonderful piece.
And it needed to be said in exactly the way it was said.
Oh, yeah. And then J.K. Rowling went after Piers Morgan afterwards. I'm having a hard time. Just a minute, gentlemen. Talk amongst
yourselves. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's important. So.
What you got to do, Gwen?
All of a sudden, my internet is, like, playing like it's...
There's Trump infiltrators everywhere, I swear to God.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're coming through really loud, Wayne. I don't know what control we have over
that. I'll tell you what, let me back off here on my volume. Is that a little better?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, because I've just turned down.
That's,
I have
that's,
my.
That's better, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Normally I'm used to you being so soft, but you're blaring.
Yeah.
Pretty good there.
Okay, well, I'm glad you gave me the heads up.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Cool.
Well, I have no idea what's going on here, gentlemen.
Oh, you just can't retrieve it, huh?
Well, I can. It's just that my internet is like all of a sudden it's using, you know, steam power instead of.
Oh, I'm kind of a fan of steampunk, by the way. I like the styles, the attire.
Well, at least you're not using coal.
That's right. We're not going to use coal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Matter of fact, Southern Appalachian Power Company, electrical company down there, has put out bids for someone to construct an array of solar panels right in the heart of that coal country that'll be able to supply 150,000 homes down there. And I thought,
oh, you know,
see, that
would
right
be
in
so
the heart.
Wonderful. That'd be so
coal
wonderful.
Is dead.
to be able to to manufacture something that is useful, needed, and beneficial for the entire world, to switch their manufacturing from coal, digging coal, to something useful like solar panels. That would be incredible.
Well, and the thing is, like I said, and go ahead, Glenn. You ready?
Okay, gentlemen, I think I got it here. So we'll go with it. This was Bill Maher's show Friday night.
Okay.
They wouldn't have a Muslim ban. They wouldn't be feuding with everybody in the world. They wouldn't be
tweeting.
They wouldn't be doing the shit with Russia. Are you crazy?
Calm down, Bill. There is no Muslim ban. If there was,
oh, fuck off.
Sorry, why do we
fuck off?
It's
a fucking Muslim
ban. This is a talk about the hysteria. I'm talking about 85% of the world's Muslims.
You want to do this, you say, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, he's not going to do this thing. Give him a fucking chance, mate.
And
you know what I mean?
Why not?
Hitler didn't kill the Jews on the first day. He worked up to it.
Hey.
Todd, wasn't that brilliant?
Ridiculous, hysterical, over-the-top nonsense.
If people got
afraid,
hysterical in Germany,
people like you,
right away, then it wouldn't have
turned out. He's not the new Hitler.
You just like that you won the tennis and you have a famous friend, mate. That's all you fucking like.
Right,
can
mate,
I say one thing?
I know what you like.
That was so rich. I was watching that. I saw him go after Piers Morgan. I was just so happy. And then on Twitter, J.K. Rowling, you know, went after him, and he tried. He got buried. Piers Morgan. I have English friends.
Well, that's what he should, because he's just slinging bullshit.
He's an idiot. He's always been. And he's just, I mean, that, but Jeff Jeffries, he's an Aussie comedian, and he was just wonderful. He just said, fuck off. You know,
it was perfect. Yeah, Piers Morgan is just a typical corporate mime for CNN. He's terrible.
Well, but even CNN didn't want him. I mean, you know, he just...
Right. Oh, they got rid of him. That's right, yeah.
He just went too far down the road. And, you know, and Maher drags him out of mothballs to put him on the panel. And the other part was perfectly nice man, but really doesn't know how to rock and roll with any political shimmy, was John Waters, was the director and movie maker there.
Oh, yeah, Hairspray, Lust in the Dust, Serial Mom. He's from Baltimore, by the way. He's a big fan of John Waters since Pink Flamingos back in Baltimore.
He is good at making art, but boy, oh boy, he really doesn't know how to grasp the situation. He's like going, well, now what if everything he did turned out pretty good, you know? And it's like, what would people say then? And I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. I mean, you know, like, gay man says nice things about
Trump. Yeah, about Trump, right?
it was a moment, and he meant it to be funny, but it didn't sound
right.
You know.
No, I was going to say, I don't know him personally, but I have been a fan and following of John Walters, because, like I said, he's from Baltimore, since, my goodness, the early 70s, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And, he would definitely not be, well, let's give him a chance kind of a mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not John Walters.
Mars face. He didn't know whether to cut in or let it play out. He kept moving forward, then moving back, moving forward and moving back. And I didn't hang around to see the after show. I didn't go to YouTube to watch the after show or anything. I was in bed. I just thought, oh my God, that is going to be all over the internet in 10 minutes.
Oh, hell yes.
He was just absolutely beautiful. My estimation there. Anybody who can just say, oh, fuck off. You know, it was good.
And like you said, it needed to be said like that. These people have to have this crap, this lying, this alternate fact kind of propaganda thrown back in their face with that kind of ferocity, saying, I'm not going to believe you. I'm tired of your shit. Let's, you know, we can only move these countries and all of the good for mankind forward if you tell them the damn truth. You can't base it on lies.
Yep.
I agree with you. I know that, has anybody been paying attention to that wonderful voice from California, Maxine Waters? She has been vocal and out there against Trump, calling him what she sees him, frauds, liars. She said that James Comey, when she came out of the briefing, she said the FBI director has no credibility whatsoever.
He's a liar, too. He's a scheming
liar. Well, I was going to say, right, exactly right. I mean,
yeah,
basically,
he's politically correct, and she is not being, and it's showing up in her favor. Everyone who calls these guys out, and then you've got... you've had, if you've been watching, I don't know, Jack, if you still do, but I still watch Rachel Maddow. And boy,
I do on occasion, yeah.
She has been peeling it back on him. I mean, everything. She has been peeling it back on not just him.
The more the merrier, the better.
Everybody in his office this morning on AM Joy. I like Joy Reid.
They're going to get rid of her, I guess.
Why?
Well, she's working under a contract that's not been renewed. They're going to get rid of her. She's too liberal, you know.
Oh Jesus. My God.
That's MSNBC for you. They're trying to move to the right. They're bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. Their number one show is Rachel Maddow.
Oh, absolutely. Has been for a long time. Yep.
They said they were going to roll back on Chris Hayes, but his numbers are good.
Yeah,
I mean,
so they won't do that.
Yeah, and AM Joy gets more numbers, more ratings than CNN on the weekend these days. But on Sunday, she's...
Yeah, so they'd better proceed with caution, I would recommend.
Wherever she ends up, and she will end up someplace, I'll be watching her. She's absolutely wonderful.
She has really blossomed over the past year. She's been incredible.
And she's quick. Very quick.
She's on top of her game, no doubt about it.
She had Stephanie Miller and a couple other women who are doing this political comedy show on the road.
That's right.
And
it's called Sexy Liberal.
Yeah. And these gals were just going to town, and it was wonderful because we have to remember the humor in this, guys. I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, but for a lot of folks it feels like 3 years.
It really does. That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah.
We've been under attack relentlessly.
He has done more damage.
Yep.
Not only internally here in this country with his mandates, but also worldwide, our relationship
with
our traditional allies.
Mexico,
he's
France,
just,
and, you know, the guy's a jerk. He's
Australia,
just a bully.
Keep going. Australia, Germany,
God, Australia.
England.
Good,
you know.
God, all over the place.
He's been banned by the peerage from appearing in Parliament to talk to them. They've taken a vote, and even if he goes over for a visit, which I guess he is,
no one will pay attention.
They'll be in the streets. They already have been.
But the media and the government won't pay attention.
Oh, they'll pay attention. They'll pay attention to everything that happens around them. It's the biggest clown show that's rolled in.
Yeah, but they won't give him a venue to spout off and make noise about it. He'll be isolated.
I think you might be pretty
yeah, I was going to say, Jack, the best way to expose this asshole is to let him talk. Let him, you know, just like I said, the president of China was talking on BBC and says when he was talking about, you know, the relation to business relationships and things that he sees in business-wise of the trading between the United States and China, you know, one of our biggest customers and vice versa.
Right.
And he said, And then we're just sitting there, and also we were puzzled at what the hell he's saying. Then that's when we just realized that he's a damn idiot.
Well, they just got to let him talk. He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
Yep. He is an idiot. There's no doubt about it. We all know it. Most people know it. A lot of people are aggravated by it still. So am I. But the son of a bitch is in power for now. We just got to negate that power every opportunity we have.
Well, if the Democrats would get up off their ass, if there wasn't any.
Well, that's the other thing. Right.
They're starting to show a little bit of gumption, but not enough. We can't have Joe Manchin's out there short-circuiting stuff. And, you know, we need more Maxine Waters and people like that to raise hell and make all kinds of noise.
Yes, we do. We absolutely do. These Democrats don't get up off their ass. And I've been tweeting. I've been calling. I call almost every day. I call the senators' lines and the representatives. And you can't get through to the Republicans.
Oh, they're not taking calls. They're shutting everybody off, just like Trump is at the White House.
Right.
Yeah, he shut that down.
I've had no comments about this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, that's because your lines have been closed. What an asshole.
I'm going to say, but when these Republican congressmen going out and having their town hall meetings, they're getting an earful and a faceful from angry people saying, you're not taking away my damn health care. You're not going to cut out every damn thing. You're not going
to
kill Social Security like you're... Well, and thing is, I don't know why. When I tell people, when I just came back from home, for those that in the radio land there, I went home to Maryland. I was talking to those on the peninsula. The Eastern Shore of Maryland went for Trumps. They're all Trump-tards, teabaggers.
Yeah.
And I point out to them. I basically make one poignant question to them. I said, what was the main platform, three main platforms coming out of Cleveland? Blank face, no clue. They know, it's all about Hillary and her email server, things like that, right? But no clue of what the platform the Republican Party was coming out of Cleveland. They're talking about ending your Social Security, ending Medicare, and they want to sell off all state and federal parks to private interests. Which one of those were you in favor of when you voted for Trump? Well, I'm not in favor of any of that. Well, duh! That's what you voted for, dumbass. You're a Liv. And then I explained to him what Liv is. Low information voter. Yes, I'm sorry.
Basically, these Republicans are getting off the plane to go home for the weekend or whatever. They're being met at the airports by people. Small crowds.
Yes.
They're being constant. You work for us. You work for us.
Good. And the more vocal people are, the better. And the more of them, the better.
The thing is, they've got 2 years. They're going to pad their pockets from corporate donations and stuff. And even if they lose their election in 2 years, they are set for life with this deal.
Did you see what happened to Chaffetz when he called it? When he showed up at a town hall meeting, it was like the Democrat who got caught up 2 weeks ago. In Vermont, why did you vote for? I mean, over 1,000 people show up at a town hall. You're in trouble. They showed up in four numbers at Chaffetz, and they called him a GD liar about what they were saying about affordable health care and everything else. He said he's an angry crowd. He wasn't the only one. There's more and more of it going on, and this has blown the door off of anything the Tea Party staged when they were doing.
Well,
good.
This
is more genuine. This is more real people. This isn't people that were gathered by operatives from the Koch brothers to raise hell purposely and pat them with bus rides and stuff. These are real people showing up, real anger and real frustration, and that will carry the day.
Right. Well, let's hope. We can only hope. For the sake of this nation and the baby
and the
boomers
world.
And all of our children's, and the world's future, this has got to stop.
Well, not only that, but people are calling in. People are protesting. This weekend, four major cities, including up in Minnesota, had protests with thousands of people appearing in the streets. And I mean, this kind of they've blown the doors off the 60s already with the amount of people protesting. been going on.
This has never happened, never happened before in the history of the presidency of our entire country. We've never seen such a huge reaction against a sitting president right off the bat. This is incredible, and it blows me away.
My only concern is there's going, yes, it's going to, and it's going to prolong, but are they going to get this protesting fatigue and quit showing up?
Well, keep showing up at these Republican gatherings and scare the hell out of the Republicans and get those guys forced back into the middle instead of being way off in the right-wing fringes. You know, that would help.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. They're worthless.
Exactly. Just the fact they went there in the first place tells me they have no personal Christian values. Don't try to tell me that you're a good Christian because you're a Republican.
That's a
lie. All I see are darkened souls of those who are going to hell.
First of all, the Republican rebuttal on this is they're all paid protesters. Who the George Soros doesn't have a bank account big enough to pay $10 to everybody.
Or that many checks to give out either. This is bullshit.
Exactly.
It's a sad excuse. It's a piss poor excuse, and they're just throwing it out there hoping it'll stick. But it won't, because most people don't care about George Soros.
Yeah, but you could ask my kid's sister. She's got enough Republican friends on her Facebook page that come back with all this garbage that comes out about beliefs. Everything that the White House says. I mean, there are groups of people out there in this country that believe the malarkey that they didn't believe it when it was the Democrats.
Well, then they can support it with actual clinical facts. They can't do that. You can support the fact that the Koch brothers were supporting so much of the Tea Party activity. It's documented fact. There's documents, there's checks, there's all kinds of testimonials that prove that they were involved, but you can't do that with this George Soros crap.
No, of course not. But people are not critical thinkers who are coming from that.
No, not at all. Right? No, they're idiots. They just accept this shit at face value, and that's the end of it. Then they want to move on to their next entertainment venture.
Anybody who does this, I was a real diplomat during the. With my lefty left pals during the election period. But if anybody comes back on me, and I'm always very polite on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, unless I'm going after a Republican themselves, I basically get rid of everybody like that and block them from my page, because these people just love to push out the alternative facts, the lies. I mean, somebody was telling me, I guess it was my sister today, she's got more of a handle on these folks than I do in social media. And she said that they believe this bullshit about the Bowling Green Massacre.
That's a bit. What a bunch of bullshit, absolute bullshit, that was repeated numerous times by Kellyanne Conjob. What a liar.
Yeah. The facts.
And I think, and the people, even the people in Kentucky, they're at Bowling Green saying, there wasn't any massacre here. What the hell are y'all talking about?
It was a big bunch of lies.
Well, and then they lie about, there was apparently a list that Spicer brought out on the terror attacks taking place in Europe. All a bunch of bullshit. I mean, it was bullshit, and this is coming from the White House.
Well, and then they claim that the media was not paying attention to it. That's bullshit. The media is sensationalistic based, and any little disturbance they'll gladly cover, and they do cover, and they have covered. So that's a bunch of
shit,
too.
Well stated. You know, it was Thomas Jefferson, right after this country was formed, and we came with our Constitution and our whole operating system. He said, someone who knows nothing at all is better informed than someone whose head is basically full of bullshit. And the success of a democracy is based on the art of truth. Well, maybe we are seeing the inverse of that too on steroids. It is It's Nazi Germany. We are in Nazi Germany propaganda.
It boils down to the Hitlerian lie that Trump is so fond of. You know, he used to the guy who hates to read used to read and pore over tons of Adolf Hitler's speeches. He actually is an admirer of Adolf Hitler. And he used to do this before bed.
And Putin, and, you know, the subman Putin.
Practicing the big lie. The bigger the lie, you tell it more often, the more often you tell it, and the more frequently you do so, sooner or later it will be believed by the majority of the people. And that's what he's trying to do.
Right. And the thing is, the bigger the lie, the more implausible it is, the more
right.
most people will swallow this being true.
Isn't it insane?
He is going very bigly, because it's
yep.
going to be awesome.
And his whole cadre of goofballs, Kellyanne Conjob, Sean Spicer, Steve Bannon, all those lying, jerky crooks are all full of bullshit, and they're trying to spew out all this bullshit. And part of it's just to hide the Republicans doing sneaky things in the background, like, you know, reducing Social Security benefits, Medicare benefits, and Medicaid, and all. It's terrible.
And pimping off our state parks, state and federal parks.
Oh, exactly.
Go ahead, Glenn.
It's insane, yeah.
Gentlemen, this is about profiteering, and I'll guarantee God darn
oh, yeah.
Me.
Agreed. Profiteering.
These guys are not concerned on whether or not they've got more terms coming up, because they're looking at making so much money during this short spat of the
oh, yeah.
of the country that they don't give a rat's poop.
Yep, that's right.
No, that's right.
They don't care about people. They are not
No,
servants.
Not at all. Never have.
No, they are not servants. They do not serve the public. They serve
no.
themselves.
That's it.
And
exactly.
People just want to be because they're so. There's a lot of racists out there, apparently. I didn't realize how many.
Oh, they're still out there. You bet.
I am.
And
really,
they had been so under the undercurrent current of race. Again, back home, and like I won't say who, because it's kind of a little 76-year-old lady. You thought she was the nicest little grandma. All of a sudden is coming out with all this Klan rhetoric. What she grew up with as a child is resurfaced, and because they have legitimized the Klan kind of rhetoric, and that's the Tea Party. That's the Tea Party on the Eastern Shore. They are the old Klansmen.
Well, let me say this, too. Here in the Deep South, I guess it was out of St. Louis, along the Missouri Riverbank today, or yesterday, I guess, they found the body of another one of these KKK Grand Self-Sire Grand Wizards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
KKK people have been showing up dead, and that's kind
of... I know.
Interesting.
That's concerning. That's very concerning.
That is. We don't like that approach.
No, because that's not who we are.
We'd like to butcher on the debate table rather than with actual knives and guns.
Well,
the thing is, I can also understand some young guy who grew up in the 70s and the 80s maybe knew about how bad things were in the 50s and 60s or 40s, 50s, 60s, 30s. And
want to return there.
He sees where it's going, and he's like, you know, oh, hell no. You did that to my granddad, I'll be damned if you do it to me, because I have the Second Amendment right too, son of a bitch.
Well, violence begets violence.
I don't know. Violence is going to beget violence, but,
yeah,
you know,
good, but...
I've said this many times, you guys know this. You can only push people down like this and
just
try to mistreat them like this, and
right.
pretty soon you're going to find out they're going to rise up and invent the guillotine and lop your damn head off.
That's right, man.
My point is that these are Klansmen that are being murdered. Now,
yes.
How
unusual.
Long, can I get this out, how long will it be before its representatives in the state or in the National Senate or Congress or even the White House that there is violent action taken against? This is bad. This is very
interesting.
Bad. I mean, well, I can see saying that too, but
that's very precarious, man. That would be very destructive to our democracy if we start taking pot shots at sitting senators, and regardless of where they sit on the aisle, sitting senators or representatives. That's just not a constructive way to go at all.
Well, like I said, and I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not advocating
right, no,
for it.
No, I understand.
I'm not trying to justify it, but
it's
I'm going to say history does repeat itself. When you treat somebody like this, eventually a man's going to have enough. Well, that's where the Black Panthers came from.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
With what?
They're going to say, yeah, we can get guns too.
Yep.
Well, it's a bad scene when that starts to happen. And, you know, I don't wish harm on anyone. I just wish them away. I really just...
Yeah, that's right, that's right. Here's my magic wand. Zing, you're all gone. Poof, you're a pile of shit.
I basically think that this is going on right now so that we have the opportunity to clean house. I really do.
And we need to, and the thing is, and first we got to do, though, in these next two years is get to your judges, have them rule that it's gerrymandered, and to redistrict all your state across the country. People are tired of having their voting names taken off the voting rolls, purging because you happen to have a D or in an area where do not vote Republican. This has been going on. This suppression of vote has gone on too long. This is not what a democracy is about.
Yeah, the thing is that the most important thing that any of us can do right now is to basically organize and be a part of any group that is working to bring up new candidates, take these old ones out of their place, anything that...
Like Mitchell himself.
Yeah, and getting together. I mean, there's just people getting together in homes right now. I can't often enough talk about the indivisible groups that are out there right now. They're building groups, grassroots groups through the country by the thousands right now, and we need to support that kind of energy.
Absolutely.
We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it with our neighbors, with our friends. And so many people are just, oh, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you know what? We really, really need to just say, you know, that's enough. Are you okay with this? Do you know what you're losing? Or what don't you think you're going to lose, you know?
You know, the paradox here is that we live in a democracy. We are supposed to be able to discuss among ourselves, our friends, our relatives, the people at church, wherever you are, an auditorium, wherever you're at, you're supposed to be able to discuss this stuff and respect the wishes and the beliefs of other people to the point where you show them some deference and you're at least courteous and listen, at least listen before you just jump on them and try and slam them down. You know, we're losing that, and that's a very bad thing to be losing right now. We are a democracy. We are supposed to talk about issues. We're supposed to discuss them in the effort to come up with a better plan and an improved country. But we don't do it. Instead, oh, I don't want to talk politics. I'll get in an argument with you. That is so stupid.
You know, it's funny you guys, Glenn, it's funny you mentioned that. I have a friend, well, matter of fact, he was my phys ed teacher. And he's now the mayor of the town that I consider myself a son of, Fettlesburg, Maryland. And I went to his house, and I just basically told him, you know, here's where the advances of solar energy is. Here's where, and of course I brought up the same thing. I said, for those that voted for Trump here, and Fettlesburg voted for Trump, because there's that conservative teabagger aspect. But I pointed out to him, you know, the three platforms coming out of Cleveland. I said, which one of those are you in favor of? He says, none of them. I said, well, that's not what this town voted for.
Well, the other thing here, gentlemen, is, too, I was going to say to Jack, you know, we're run as a democracy, but we're really a republic, aren't we?
A republic, right.
Right, yeah.
We all have certain rights and values, and
right.
You know, we're allowed to hold. And public discourse is one of the big tenets of a republic, and it's practiced in many countries across the world. And right now, where you see republics that are run as democracies, many of them are monarchies, as social democracies or what have you.
Right.
But they're
right.
Monarchs, let's remember.
Right.
Where people have the ability to gather and discuss, make choices in a community way. This is what is basically under threat right now, and it's under threat for the power of the money. It's all
exactly.
About
money corrupts big time.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And people don't understand. People who gravitate towards someone like Trump, think they're going to financially benefit from his policy. You know, that's the thing you have to bring to the table and say, well, let's see how it, you know, but oftentimes when we're faced with folks who, you know, a lot of them just don't have the capacity to sit down and listen. They're just,
they have no critical thought in their heads at all. They don't know how to critically think, and they reject critical thought. It's too complex for them. They want to just go ahead and pay attention to entertainment, and that's more fun for them. That's all they want to do.
And there's just one other thing, because we're closing down the hour here, I want to say. I want to hear the apologies, you know, about, you know, you thought Hillary Clinton was going to be such a hard choice.
Oh,
I want
shit.
To hear I really do, because this has basically gone. But we apparently needed to have this come to Jesus moment. And since we are the beacon still at this moment for the rest of the planet, it's more up to every American right now than it is to the buffoon that's in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's up to us. We are the ones who make this country, not the
freaking
And maybe that's what we're supposed to be remembering right now. That it's
Very encouraging to see this mass amount of the people who never have been active before rising up out of anger, fear, whatever their motivation. They're doing something about it. They're attempting to coalesce into a force that will do something to oppose this and resist this crazy regime that's in Washington right now.
Oh, yeah. And Jack, would you just... For everyone listening in podcast or live now, would you let them know where they can find your latest?
The Saturday Afternoon Post. Just Google the Saturday Afternoon Post, all capital letters, but that doesn't matter. Googling will get you right there. And I always feature myself and or another fellow by the name of Burr Deming, who's a great progressive thinker, a very reasoned man who does a lot of critical thinking on his own. And puts it on in print and in podcasts. So he and I split that blog pretty much down the middle every week. He does the early part of the week. I do the later part. And it's been working out really good for over a year now, and we're going to just keep going on that. Saturday Afternoon Post, Jack Jodell. I'm the head writer there. So anyway, I urge everybody to just keep pushing forward. That's all we can do is keep pushing forward, and we will become a force that will be reckoned with.
Very good.
I agree with you, Jack. And Wayne, would you like to let people know where they are? You ready?
Yes. You can find mine on Minds and Times of F. Wayne Johnson. There's a lot of personal relation. Everybody's the sum of their own personal experiences, and I make mention on several of those of how I've come to my viewpoints that I have today, plus two gives a lot of other parallel writings. So please go to visit it, check it out. And Gwen, I'll throw it back to you.
Okay. And I'm going to end with a little plug on my small business, bringing you the fragrant messages of our ancestors. I create multicultural collections and blends using essential oils over at daughtersofisis.com. That's daughtersofisis.com. And I thank my co-host.
Thank you, Gwen.
Next week, we have Sheree Poitland on with us, and she'll give us the skinny on what she's been up to, which is a great deal in the last year. So please join us. And gentlemen, that's where we're at. We're at the end of the show.
Well, very good.
Apologies.
They can't shut us up, Gwen. The message has got to get out, and I applaud all those who are showing up, booing when they. Matter of fact, I just saw a congressman at a town hall talking about Obamacare and the death panels on Obamacare, and people overwhelmingly booed him.
Good. He deserved it.
And he called them children for being acting like children because they booed him because they wouldn't stand there and put up with his lie.
Well,
good night, folks. It's been
he's
great.
He's got to be voted out. He's got to be replaced. He's worthless.
Very good. So,
yep.
Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio with Jeff Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Glenn Barry. We'll be here next Sunday at 6 p.m.
Talk to you then.
Good night,
have
all.
Date. See you. Have a great
night,
week.
All.
Good night.